You said that tonight anything goes. So while you're in the shower, cleaning up after a long day at work, I get down the toy box. We hide it in plain sight, just an old cardboard box, sitting on the highest shelf in the closet with old tax returns written on the side in black marker. Sometimes I hate having to hide it. If I had my way, we'd keep our toys in a beautiful wooden chest, right out in the open, right beside our bed, bold and unashamed. But we're careful to keep them private, just like you're careful never to bite where my clothes won't cover. Sometimes it's necessary to hide what we are. In the box, I find everything I need to drive you wild. A coil of rope for binding me to the bed, or a chair, or myself. My collar and its leash, the tether that makes your hand the center of my world. The soft suede flogger and the sharper leather one, both of them extensions of your arm as you raise it to strike me. Some people never know what it's like to crave the kiss of a lash more than the kiss of another's lips. Next, I find the clamps, those delicate little devices that have the power to make me cry and whimper just as much as the smack of the cane. The last thing is just a soft length of black cloth, a makeshift blindfold. When it's tied around my head, I can still see a glimpse of the world below it, but I close my eyes anyway, because I want to lose my sight, to surrender the need to see. I trust your hands to guide me, and I know you'd never let me fall. When I hear you turn off the water, the box is empty, everything laid out neatly on the bed. If anything goes tonight, then I don't want to choose. I want all of it there for you to use on me, one toy after another, as I beg for more.